From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least five people are dead, dozens injured Wednesday, after a car plowed into pedestrians close to London's Parliament building. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Police describe it as a marauding terror attack. Mark Rowley heads the counter-terrorism police.
We think we know who the attacker is, and as I say, we're working to look at associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged and attempted to enter Parliament. Rowley mourned the loss of the policeman.
PC Keith Palmer, a member of our Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command. Keith, aged 48, had 15-year service and was a husband and a father. He was someone who left for work today, expecting to return home at the end of his shift.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned Wednesday's attack as sick and depraved, said the location of Wednesday's incident was no accident.
The terrorists chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy and freedom of speech.
She said any effort to defeat those values through violence is doomed to fail. London Mayor Sadiq Khan struck a similar tone.
My message to those who want to harm us and destroy our way of life is you won't succeed, you won't divide us, we won't be cowed by terrorists.
Wednesday's attack, the deadliest in London since four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in 2005. Judges at the International Criminal Court Wednesday sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to another year in prison and fined him more than $300,000 for interfering with witnesses, including the offer of bribes during his earlier trial. Last year, he was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. As Syrian talks resume Thursday in Geneva, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping ground forces behind enemy lines near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. It's part of a campaign to liberate the city of Raqqa from IS occupation. Stephen Zunis is a University of San Francisco analyst.
This is the most direct involvement the United States has had thus far in Syria, at least in terms of having forces on the ground.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians. It also said more than 30 were killed in coalition airstrikes earlier this week near Raqqa. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told a gathering of officials against the Global Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State in Washington Wednesday that defeat, not degradation, of IS is the top goal of the U.S. in the region.
Our end goal in this phase is the regional elimination of ISIS through military force. The military power of the coalition will remain where this fraudulent caliphate has existed in order to set the conditions for a full recovery from the tyranny of ISIS.
He said the U.S. will work to establish interim zones of stability through ceasefires to allow refugees to return home. The chairman of the Congressional Committee looking into allegations of Russian influence in last year's election said Wednesday some of President Donald Trump's communications may have been exposed to incidental surveillance through the election. Congressman Devin Nunes chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting.
Nunes said none of the surveillance involved Russia, and he expressed concern U.S. intelligence was engaged in spying on the president-elect. Human Rights Watch Wednesday called on a general loyal to Libya's Eastern administration to investigate allegations members of his Libyan National Army committed war crimes, including killing prisoners. Khalifa Haftar's forces are battling an array of jihadist groups for control of Benghazi and oil terminals. A key vote in Congress looms later Thursday over reform of the U.S. health care system. President Trump and his Republican allies appear to be short of votes needed to repeal and replace the current health care law passed in 2010. Travel company Blue Marvel is offering people a chance to dive to the wreckage of the RMS Titanic. Beginning May of 2018, it will offer a chance for nine people to submerge 4,000 meters in the North Atlantic to see the famous wreck. The first trip already reportedly sold out, costing each person more than $100,000. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.